And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I've got so many text messages. I mean, they're piled up. I will say, one of them asks, Linda from Huntsville, asked Senator Britt why she won't yet endorse President Trump, Linda in Huntsville. So here's the official statement on that. I mean, I don't think there's any disagreement with Trump as a person. I mean, Trump endorsed her in her campaign. If you remember, actually, it really caused a huge kind of ripple through state politics because he had endorsed Mo Brooks, and then he switched to Katie Britt. And I don't know if there's anybody else in the nation who lost his endorsement only to have it go to his, you know, to their competition. So I don't think there's any like disagreements or issues there. She apparently serves on a national committee through the National Republican Party, and they have been asked as members of the committee not to issue endorsements because we're early in the primary season. And that's the official statement that was given out by her staff, and I have to take that at face value. I have been in that position before. It's kind of weird. Technically, I'm in it now. Right Side Radio is a 501c3, so you will not see me doing endorsements. Because that's considered overtly political and you're not supposed to. Everybody knows where I stand on the issues. Everybody knows where I stand on a lot of people in office. But the reality is to issue an endorsement is an entirely separate thing. So that's what I understand. That's Linda, here's your question. That's what I understand of it. Hey, listen, I'll close out. Let me finish that thing. Mixed money signals. You kind of heard the senator talk about it. It's definitely a mixed signal right now. What's important to the Biden administration? Apparently Ukraine's more important than our own southern border. The other thing in that mix, though, is that here we are looking at wildfires and things happening in Maui. And a part of what's also happening is the disaster relief fund that we use when federal emergencies are declared is about to run out of money because we've had so many disasters. It's like the gift that keeps on giving with the Biden administration. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back for the third dipper of the day. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, I'm talking beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. And I mean, this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got so many text messages I'm going to get to. I got to get a few. Reaching back a little, Dwight from Decatur says, we always called it piss hot in the Army. Yes, we did. That's just part of the vernacular of the profession. Ron from Tuscumbia says, he says that line that we sang a song earlier. What was I remember what the line was now, but he says that line would fit in the Eagles song Already Gone. You smoke. Oh, that's right. It was smoking a doobie on the corner like nobody cares. Because, yeah, it would fit. That would fit. Ken from Harvest says, how much is the big guy's cut of the money sent to Ukraine? That's Bidenomics at work. Great for the Bidens. Yeah, okay. I got an unknown texter here. I got a brand new texter. Oh, you already pumped him in. I see it. Kyle from Sheffield. My mind just refreshed. Kyle from Sheffield, brand spanking new in the text line. We're glad to have you, brother. He says, as for buying more towels, it's more like leaves. It's more like leave the towels and just turn both the water knob. Yeah, I agree. That's what's happening. They have, yes. He's talking about my analogy of of the water streaming out from under your kitchen sink. You don't spend money buying more towels. You get the water shut off. Well, he points out they just want to turn on both knobs and forget the towels. John from Huntsville. Phil, don't know if you heard the story yet. Zelensky sentenced a Jewish guy to 5 years in prison just for saying some compassionate words about the Russian people. Well, I tell you what, if you've got a real story on that, John, I'll look at it. I am not saying that Ukraine is perfect. They are not. But I have to look at it and go, have you looked at Chicago politics? Have you looked at San Francisco? Are we going to burn off San Francisco and just let it break off into the ocean and not care? No. We're going to continue to, you know, do what we got to do. Now, I will say this. When it comes to Ukraine, do what you got to do. All right. We have got to get this under control. The open checkbook is got to get under control. We can't keep doing that. But anyway, bottom line is this. We got to take better care of our own house. Raven from Russellville, he says, the government shuts down every Friday at 5. It's down till Monday at 9. How about we make it through the weekend without them? So what you're saying is we can go a few days. We'll never even know. That's probably true. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, Trump pulled funding from military assets to get border wall material. If Biden sells the materials, then the funds need to go back to our military. That is true. You know, but I think though, Brian, I think part of that was enjoined by the courts, and he was not able to spend those funds. I could be wrong. I have to go back and look. I've slept since then. Okay, listen. Third dipper. Have you ever thought about what makes a cult a cult? When does it go from a faith to a cult? Phil, where are we right now? I'm asking you a question. When do we go from faith to a cult? A faith is a matter of free will. It's something that you believe. It's something that you have, and I'm going off the cuff here, but it's something that you have chosen. Christianity, my profession in Jesus Christ as my Savior, is a matter of choice. There is self-determination in my salvation through Christ. I believe that. There is no compulsion. Now, there is a desire to do more, to do better, to know Him better. But all that to say, there's no cultishness, because a cult is something that is burdensome, that demands certain behaviors, that requires conformity, that ostracizes if you don't, that oftentimes applies punitive measures if you don't. And cultish behavior and followership often doesn't make sense. Hence the third dipper. I call it the climate cult. And when you look at something and you realize that makes no sense for you to do that, none. That is the most outlandish thing I've ever heard. Why would you do that? It's because it has become, for many of them, a cultish mentality. Case in point, I'll give you a few examples to build my cult mentality, and then I'll get into a few things that I think you need to know are happening. World Economic Forum advisor says population collapse is good for the planet. This is I took this from the Daily Fetched. The Daily Fetched pulled this from the Daily Telegraph, I believe. Oxford professor, that's Dateline yesterday, by the way. Oxford professor Sarah Harper, who sits on the Global Agenda Council on Aging Societies for the World Economic Forum, there's a mouthful, claims that declines in fertility and the prospects of a population collapse are, quote, good for the planet. Once a right-wing conspiracy, depopulation is now being acknowledged by news outlets like The Telegraph. Professor Harper told The Telegraph, here's her quote, I think it's a good thing that the high-income, high-consuming countries of the world are reducing the number of children they're having. I'm quite positive about that. She went on to say that declining fertility would help to, quote, address the general overconsumption that we have at the moment, which she claims has a negative impact on the planet. She went on to also point out that a population collapse would result in less CO2 emissions. And the author then writes, great, so we can all relax now. That is a cultish mentality. How about this? How about the push for electric vehicles? Are we ready? Is the infrastructure in place? Can we do away with our range anxiety? Can I whip into any exit on the highway Can I go to a Buc-ee's and be out of there in 10 minutes? Well, I couldn't go. I can be out of Buc-ee's in 10 minutes no matter what. But can I possibly get recharged in my electric vehicle as I travel to and fro about the nation? Not likely. And as admitted now by the CEO of Ford Motor Company. CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, in a story that's only 3 days old by Fox News, decided to take one of their new F-150 Lightning pickup trucks on a road trip on Route 66. Didn't go as planned. In fact, in his words, as he documented it on his Twitter, well, what do you call it? X? What's it called? X now? X? Okay. I can't even say that. In his X-Files. Is that what it is?
It's in his X-Files.
He said, in his words, it was a reality check. This is the CEO of the freaking company. Have you got a brain freeze?
Yeah.
We're both still drinking our...
Yeah, I do.
But we're both still drinking our our cherry limeade slushies from Sonic.
You just saw me grab my
head. That Alicia brought in. And Boomer's in the middle of talking to me. All of a sudden, he grabs his forehead with both hands. It was a two-hander. A two-hander head freeze. All right, back to the topic. Farley, the CEO of Ford, said this. He said, charging has been pretty challenging, he said on his social media. It was a really good reality check of the challenges our customers go through with the importance of fast charging and what we're going to have to do to improve the charging experience. Notice he didn't say, can we slow the roll, government, on pushing us to make EVs? He didn't say that at all. He said, we got to get some more infrastructure out there. Farley said he visited one popular charging depot on Interstate 5 in Coalinga, California. Took him 40 minutes to get a 40% charge. 40 minutes. The only time I want to spend 40 minutes at a gas station is when I'm at Buc-ee's getting me some beaver nuggets. That's the only time I want to spend 40 minutes at a gas station. Actually, what do they call them? They're not gas stations. These are charging stations?
They're now charging stations.
That's what they call them?
Yeah, I believe. I mean, that's what we call them.
I'll call them something else, but I can't say it on the air. There. How do you feel about that? All right. So all that to say, then you look at this. Story here on the Daily Signal. Cultish behavior. Why do you do these things? What is happening? How about this? Story on the Daily Signal dated yesterday. Do Biden's latest fuel economy standards hurt national security? What? So, yeah, we're in the August recess of Congress, right? Members of Congress left Washington, and it says, points out in this article, and Biden's National Highway Transportation Safety Administration quietly published new proposed fuel economy standards for cars and light trucks. Yeah. If the new rule they just proposed goes through, all cars will have to meet 66 miles per gallon standards, and trucks will have to meet 54 mile per gallon standards by the year 2032. Do they realize that's 9 years away? Cultish behavior is behavior that makes no sense, is sworn an allegiance to something that is detrimental to everyone around it, and is blind in its pursuit. And that's what we're seeing right now. 66 miles per gallon. Well, I'll be honest with you. I drive a Jeep Gladiator. I'd love for it to get 66, but I love my Jeep Gladiator. And I'm going to put some bigger tires on that bad boy, and it's going to drive even worse probably. But in the meantime, the Biden administration is just making it very difficult. The rule, along with the EPA's proposed de facto electric vehicle mandate, when they say that, what they're saying is they're not calling it a mandate, but that's what it is. 70% of all new car sales have to be electric by the year 2032. So what they're trying to do is crush the oil and gas industry. They're trying to crush the idea of having gas-burning vehicles. And they're not doing it by saying, hey, by the way, just so y'all know, we're crushing your vehicle. They're not doing that. Okay. They're not saying, you're not allowed to have it. They're just trying to make it impossible to get. Included in Biden's agenda also are regulatory obstacles to new oil and drilling, and a forced transition to alternative sources such as wind and solar power. And then you look at other things, like when we get back from the break, I'll tell you, we're looking at stuff right now that is potentially killing wildlife and causing massive fires that are destroying swaths of America and huge sections of Canada. And it's all because we have climate cult mentalities that are slavishly obedient to their cult. And it does nobody any good. Yeah, time for some deprogramming, I say. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, all I know is I uttered the words Beaver Nuggets from Buc-ee's and Jeff called in. That's what I know. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Beaver Nuggets from Buc-ee's, poof, there's Jeff from Indiana.
I like the cinnamon covered.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Phil. How about yourself?
I am.
Well, I'm not doing too great. I'm in downtown Nashville.
Ooh. Well, at least that means you're more than halfway home, though, right?
Hey, I'm going just as fast as the 2032 Gladiator will probably run a highway mileage when they get there.
Yeah. Or as fast as you're allowed to go in the Gulf of Mexico under Biden's new regulation saying you can go no more than 10 knots, which is 11.5 miles per hour. Unreal.
Right now, I wish I could go that fast.
Yeah, I bet.
I'd like to see what the 2032 Gladiators are going to look like. It's going to be a carbon fiber wheelbarrow with a 50cc engine on it, I guess.
I guess. Just crank that sucker up, put the solar panels on the roof, get the little windmills going, and just do the best you can. And then get out and push.
Yeah, I mean, you'll truly be a Jeep. You'll be topless, cabless, and everything. You'll just be out there in the open.
You know, the most eco-friendly vehicle ever on TV would be Fred Flintstone. Just go ahead and use your feet and roll.
you might be reduced to that. You never know. Touching on another subject real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, if you were going to charge a prosecutor with an invalid prosecution, what would that look like?
I'm sorry. Did somebody tell you that we were going to take any topic right now, Jeff?
I'm sorry, but I've just got to touch on it because it's time sensitive. Things are coming down the pike.
Okay. So what's your question, Jeffro?
Should the AG of Georgia charge the prosecutor in Atlanta with malicious prosecution? He could do that.
And now, granted, you also, if you look, you'll see in some states, it depends on state law. For instance, Governor Ron DeSantis has actually removed two prosecutors from their jobs as the governor because they were refusing to enforce the laws, not abusing the laws, but not enforcing the laws. And then depending upon state law, again, I mean, I would look at it and think there's not only that, but there's also ethics violations. In Alabama, we have a thing called the Frivolous Litigation Act, which is civil, not criminal, where you can't file a frivolous lawsuit and just be expected to get away with it. So all that to say, I would feel certain that there's probably some standing under the law for the AG to investigate and to bring charges. And I'd also think, too, that there could be a potential violation of the rules of ethics that is governed by the state bar associations. In Alabama, you can file a complaint against an attorney with the state bar, and there are model rules of professional conduct that we're supposed to go by. And so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there's some means out there by which someone could bring a claim, yes.
Have you studied any cases where it's been done?
I have not.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see what kind of a case would be, you know, for malicious prosecution. I mean, it'd be like if you're the prosecutor and you didn't like your neighbor, it's like, I'm going to start charging you with everything, you know. At what point do you get sick and tired and somebody has to step in and take care of business?
Well, I mean, I look at it, too, and think if you find, like right now, there are 91 separate counts against Trump without, you know, taking into account all of his indictments, four indictments. There's even right now, there's speculation that another round of indictments could come out of a grand jury in Arizona, believe it or not. But that being said, I look at these 91 indictments, and the vast majority of them are what we would call novel theories of law, meaning that there's not a lot of history on this. They're sort of crafting their allegations or their charges. And when you have 91 counts, of which the majority of them are novel theories of law, well, then you've got a problem here. There's an obvious political motivation. It's not just trying to go get a criminal. You're trying to create the law to work in your favor to go get who you say is a criminal.
Yeah, I mean, some of these things, it'd be like if I was going to charge you and I'm going to charge Boomer for a crime for breathing the same air that you breathed. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. It absolutely is. Listen, man, we got about a minute and a half left, but you be safe on the road. Thank you for leading me down a mini dipper that I hadn't planned on.
Well, like I said, it was time sensitive, so we need to talk about these things.
All right, brother, we appreciate
you. We can always talk about everything else. See you, buddy.
See you, man. Oh, well, I had a whole segment here on whales and wildfires, and I didn't get to touch on them at all.
Jeff just comes in and just wants to make his own dipper.
Come in talking about beaver nuggets and buckies and prosecutions. Listen, I will go ahead and get a couple of text messages and call it done. You guys hear what I'm saying about the climate cult. I will tell you this. I really do feel like we're going to find, and I may hold this material and just kind of keep it for tomorrow's show a little bit, because there's some stuff going on with the Hawaii wildfires that just burden my heart. Especially when you see that there were, let me say this first. We are finding out right now that, for instance, one Hawaiian official who had the opportunity to, and I don't understand this, but it's the Hawaii Commission on Water Resource Management, that he had some authority to release additional waters for use to put out, and he tarried for hours because he is one who is of the eco belief that we shouldn't be using resources like that. I think we're going to find out that there's several things that took place that were driven by liberal agendas, and that's awful, and that bothers me. Am I hearing music already? Hallelujah, we're done. I mean, my word, I got text messages undone. Anyway, we love y'all. What an amazing show. On the air tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, don't forget, 6 p.m., Terry's Pizza, Bailey Cove Road, Huntsville, me, Dale, Yaffe, Mecca Music. Be there. We'll see you tomorrow.